USA News update. Former President Trump says it was all bravado. His word, describing him flashing papers he said were secret Pentagon attack plans. Trump spoke to two reporters last night aboard his plane, saying he had no classified papers in that interview with Reuters in 2021. President Biden's in Chicago repackaging his economic record under the term Bidenomics. Aides say the president's listing what he's done so far, including multi-billions in infrastructure spending and a new $42 billion broadband package. Another ugly day for weather and air travel. A heat dome that refuses to move is sending heat indexes well into the hundreds in the south. In the northeast, the Canadian wildfire smoke is back, and at the airports, it's ugly. Experts predict about 24 million of us will take a flight between Friday and July 5th. FlightAware counts about 3,200 canceled or delayed flights today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner. Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.